I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. In Ukraine, opposition leader Viktor Yushchenko appears to have won the country's presidential election. With almost all the votes now counted, he's 8 points ahead of Prime Minister Viktor Yanukovych. Sunday's vote was a rerun of last month's runoff election that was declared invalid because of fraud. Observers say yesterday's poll had far fewer programs. NPR's Lawrence Sheets is in Kiev. He spoke with Day to Day's Joe Palca.
Lawrence Sheets, Yushchenko's victory was widely expected after all the drama and opposition protests and even fears that the country would split apart. Were there any surprises in this election?
I think the surprise is that so many people came out to vote. There had been fears among the opposition that perhaps people were so worn out with this marathon election season, people having to go to the polls 3 times in 2 months, that we could see voter fatigue. And of course, we had these very euphoric opposition protests that went on for 6 weeks. A lot of the opposition saying, you know, we hope that people don't take this to mean that we've won. They have to come to the polls. And we saw opposition leader Yushchenko implore them to go to the polls. They did go to the polls. There was no voter apathy. There was no voter fatigue. And the turnout was very high, 77-78%. I think that's something of a surprise.
This was an election that sharply divided Ukrainians along geographical lines, east and versus west. Almost all the votes are in. Is that split showing up in the tally this time?
It is showing up in the tally. Prime Minister Yanukovych did hold his eastern base, the eastern third of the country, where there are many Russian speakers, and opposition leader Yushchenko holding the west, which is viewed as more nationalistic, Ukrainian-speaking, and doing extremely well in the capital, Kiev. Kiev, actually, a Russian-speaking city as well, so it's not just a Russian versus Ukrainian-speaking issue. Now, having talked a bit about this divide, there are many different ways of looking at it. What the opposition people will say is that if people in the East had access to information, then we wouldn't have this artificial divide between East and West. But there are a lot of people in the East who see things a lot differently. They identify themselves much more with Russia. So there is a divide. It will take time to see how deep the wounds are.
Prime Minister Yanukovych won the first election, but the Ukraine Supreme Court annulled it. Have he and his supporters shown any interest in bringing a legal battle against the current election results?
Prime Minister Yanukovych's campaign team making noises about possibly contesting the results some way, in some form, either at the Supreme Court or through the Central Elections Commission. Quite frankly, they're down an awful lot. They're down 8 or 9 points. They're down by millions and millions of votes. The types of things which the Prime Minister's campaign team has been talking about, things like literature, pro-opposition literature being left too close to polling places in some of the western regions of the country, a very generalized sort of intimidation that they're talking about allegedly. We're actually hearing complaints from the opposition as well that their voters were harassed in the east of the country, and that there were many cases of people, for instance, who had passed away 15 years ago being found on voter lists and having allegedly voted in the east, that there was ballot box stuffing again. I don't think it's taken seriously at all. That Prime Minister Yanukovych has a chance at all if he tries to appeal this. I think what the Prime Minister's team is trying to do is carve out a political role for Prime Minister Yanukovych once Mr. Yushchenko takes office. I don't think that the prospect of him winning some sort of appeal is realistic.
NPR's Lawrence Sheets talking to us from Kiev in Ukraine. Thanks, Lawrence.
Thank you.
And thanks for that interview to Day to Day's Joe Palca.